As they prepare the elements for communion, I want to remind you that we do this here once a month. And we have an open table here. What that means is, if you're not a member of this congregation, you are welcome to participate with us. The most important element of communion is surrender to Jesus and understand that He is your Lord and your Savior. If you have surrendered your life to Him, then you get to do this in remembrance of Him. We don't do this as a religious tradition. We do this as an impartation of His life and presence. We believe the Lord is very present already, thank you, already, and in communion as well. How many know the Lord does supernatural things even in communion? It's not a rite or a tradition. It's something we celebrate in remembrance of Him. 1 Corinthians is the passage we turn to as we discuss communion and the revelation that Paul received from the Lord, beginning in verse 23 of chapter 11. For I received from the Lord that, thank you, I've already got, thank you, brother. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. I already have one. Thank you, brother. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. How many are glad that you belong to Jesus? Yeah. And the Lord continues to work with us, to minister to us, to change us, to transform us. I, for one, as your pastor, as your friend, I hope you have the same heartbeat, and I'm confident you do. I want to be just like Him. And I want Him to keep working with me and transforming and changing my mind into the mind of Christ, my heart fashioned more in His image, and my thoughts to be His thoughts and His ways my ways. You understand what I'm saying. I want to be transfigured, transformed in His presence. Communion is not a trite celebration, as we've said. He went to the cross of Calvary. He took your sins upon Himself. He took mine. When He shed His blood after being brutally beaten and tortured, that blood washes us clean from sin. That blood is a ratification of the new covenant with God, sealed with His blood. How many thank God for a new covenant? Where He writes His word on our hearts and minds. And we do this in celebration of Him. Now, in a few weeks, we're going to celebrate Easter. We don't leave Jesus on a cross. We are thankful for what He did for us on the cross. But He was dead, He was buried, and thank God He was resurrected. We serve a risen Savior. Isn't that good news? Lord, we thank You that as we hold the bread in our hands, that as we partake, we understand it becomes miraculously the body of our Lord. We do this in remembrance of You. We thank You that You took the bruising. You took the beating so that we didn't have to. Now, Jesus, we receive supernatural, divine impartation of Your presence and life as we partake in Jesus' name. Let us partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. You are so good, Lord. Jesus, and now as we hold the fruit of the vine in our hands, we understand that miraculously we receive the blood of Jesus that washes us clean, body, soul, and spirit. We're washed clean by Jesus. We don't have to go back in shame to that which is past. If it's under the blood, it's under the blood and it's gone. As far as the east is from the west, our sins have been removed. We thank You, Lord Jesus, that You've thrown all of our sins into the sea of Your forgetfulness. We don't have shame. We don't have condemnation. We have deliverance. We have peace. We have life. We have healing. We have the power of the Lamb of God imparted to us through your blood, your body, and your life for us in Jesus' name. Let's partake together. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Eucharist, the celebration. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate your presence. We love and worship you. Can you applaud the Lord this morning? We applaud you, Lord.